They've been described as the constellations of the ocean. Whale sharks have long intrigued researchers and fascinated tourists. Now, by adapting a NASA algorithm used for analysing stars, researchers have been able to track and identify these gentle giants by their distinctive spots. David Morgan from the Centre for Fish and Fisheries Research at Murdoch University explains.
The research has led us to believe that they don't change with growth. So they're a unique fingerprint on the whale sharks. And for instance, the first one that Brad identified was A001, and it's affectionately known as Stumpy. And we now know that that whale shark's been coming to Ningaloo for almost 25 years. So we can actually monitor these individual fish.
More than 30,000 photos of encounters with whale sharks, many taken by tourists, provided the material for scientists to analyse. Brad Norman, a biologist from the marine conservation group EcoOcean, says there are a number of previously unknown hotspots where the male sharks can be observed.
We found that there's a number of hotspots around the world where these animals come that we might, you know, not previously have known. And at these hotspots, of which one is Ningaloo Reef in Western Australia, but many other places, the whale sharks that are there are mainly made up of immature animals, and most of them are boys, male.
In those hotspots, males outnumbered females 2-1. Just where these endangered species breed remains one of the biggest mysteries.
We really need to do a lot more work to find out more about their biology, ecology, where they're breeding, and hopefully we'll be able to protect these areas and help with their long-term conservation.
The participation of citizen scientists has been hailed as one of the project's achievements. Dakota Rain Holmes from Sea Life Aquarium in Sydney says it's important to involve the public in order to change their perception of sharks.
I think it's very important to involve the general public, just because, you know, there is lots of media out there to say that sharks are very dangerous, they're very nasty, but in fact they aren't actually nasty at all. So by people going out of their way or just taking general photos to send in to NASA and to help out with the research, I feel like they are doing a major part and they feel like they're putting in, making a major effort.
Whale sharks are the largest fish in the ocean. There aren't many whale sharks in captivity around the world though, which leaves them shrouded in mystery. That mystery, according to Ms. Holmes, means it would be difficult to look after one at her aquarium.
We probably don't know enough to look after one in our own care, but all the animals here in our care are absolutely awesome, and most of them are rescue species as well, so we're very lucky to have them, and of course put our conservation efforts through to the public and basically show them what they can be doing at home to help out with marine conservation as well.